Ross Bowman Podcast.
You better listen.
Welcome back to the Ross Bowlin Podcast, presented by Bowlin Media. I am the aforementioned man here with Cade Orris, a.k.a. Content Cade, a.k.a. Producer Cade, a.k.a. Stripper Cade, and most recently, a.k.a. Runner Cade. Hey, Cade, how's your ass?
It's pretty sore, but I think you know that already.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, just for the record. Why is your ass sore?
Well, I mean, you're the cause of it.
Sexually?
Last night. You don't remember last night?
No.
Oh.
I must have blacked that out.
Yeah.
How's your ass is the way Tony Soprano greets his friends, so that's the way I'm greeting my friends now, too. Cade, we've got just under 2 weeks left in 2023, so I figured it was a good time to start whittling down ideas for our New Year's resolutions. Let's start today's show by sharing some that we've come up with for ourselves, and maybe some of them will be useful to our listeners as well. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I have a lot.
I've noticed, yeah.
A lot. First up on my list is to wear more extremely aggressive Lord of the Rings graphic tees.
Yeah, you just have the one, don't you?
Just the one, and it's Sauron themed, so it's kind of weird, you know. A little bit too evil, maybe. So I'm going to try to mix in some that are, you know, maybe get like an Aragorn in there or like a Frodo.
Yeah,
Samwise.
Have you seen any others on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, there are a ton. And I also get sent them a lot now by listeners who are also being exposed to the virus that is Lord of the Rings Instagram ads.
Yeah. So. And then I see you're also rocking like the rapper graphic tees as well. You got the Death Row Records on right now. I like that one.
Yeah, this
a lot.
One's sick.
Got Outkast, Lil Wayne.
The Outkast one was gifted to me. Somebody sent me that. Like a vintage shirt collector.
Damn,
was like, do you want this Outkast t-shirt? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, you're not going to say no to an Outkast shirt.
Yeah, and then I bought like a Nirvana t-shirt off of Instagram because of Sierra. She was wearing one.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it, and I Googled it, and then...
The one with the
with the naked
penis?
Baby dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got, like, a Lil Wayne one, too. Anyway, but this is about... I don't need any more band or music tees, especially because I wore my Nirvana tee on OCC, and then Barrett asked me to name 5 songs, and I couldn't do it. I don't know the names of them, you know? Like, I listen to the music. I just don't know the names of the songs. It was a fucked up move by Barrett. So I don't need any more music tees. There's too much pressure. I can answer any question about Lord of the Rings, though. So I'm going to stack Lord of the Rings graphic tees in 2024. That's my first resolution. Hit me with one of yours.
So first one I got is kind of been not working out as much these past few months.
What do you mean kind of been not?
Like, I haven't been going as frequently as I used to. So I used to go like 5 times a week, maybe 6.
Yeah, you were like an everyday gym guy.
Yeah. So I haven't been these last few months. I need to get back to that. So I need to get back to working out 5 days a week. And then I also said do core because I never do it. and like on the, I use the Fitbit app and it gives you like 2 core workouts at the end.
Yeah.
And I just like skip them. I'm like, I don't.
You just lie and say log workout like you've done it when you haven't.
Yeah, so I need to start doing that again. You know, lose some of that tummy.
Is this why you started running? Because you stopped lifting weights?
Pretty much, yeah. I also said run 3 days a week.
Damn, so you're really going to be running Cade?
I am going to be running Cade, yeah.
Shit. All right, well, I'm coming up on workout number 100 on the Fitbit app, by the way. I'm stoked about
that's
that.
That's huge.
100. I just like that it gives me the number that I can look at and feel good about, you know? And ironically, I add more core to the end of mine. I'm also 10 years older than you, so just a heads up, it gets a lot harder down the road to maintain some semblance of core strength.
Right, that's why I gotta get back into
it. You gotta get in the habit now. Yeah,
exactly.
My next resolution is to further develop my burgeoning foot fetish.
I didn't know you had one.
I mean,
you want to start?
It's just been born, right?
Okay.
So it's very new. I've talked about it a lot off and on over the past couple years. You know, I started off just by acknowledging the strangeness of foot fetishes, and then at some point along the way, I acknowledged that I kind of get it. Like, I kind of get it.
Okay.
And then at this point, I'm going to try to embrace it, because I've just been like a normal boobs and butt guy my whole life, and it's time to get weird before it's too late. I can't add like a fetish in at like 45.
You could be like a swinger or something.
Yeah, but that's a whole different deal.
Yeah,
I'm not interested.
The marriage is really going downhill.
That involves sharing. I'm not. No.
No, you don't want to share.
I'm out on that. No sharing. No, thank you. Gotcha. And also, that's how you get murdered. Mm. That's how murder happens.
That's how.
When you start swinging, your odds of being murdered go up by like 75%.
Oh,
what's another one of yours?
I have unsubscribed from receiving emails from all the companies that send me shit I don't care about on a daily basis.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't work.
I know it doesn't work. It's a war I'm not going to win, but it's a war I'm going to fight.
It's a long-term battle that you've got to really be committed to. Because, like, I tried... this was one of mine, I think, for last year, and I failed. I lost the war. My war has been lost. Now your war must be fought.
I mean, it is getting a little better. Like, I was receiving over 30 emails a day. And like I got it down to like
I would tickle somebody's balls for it to just be 30 emails a day, dude. I'll have 30 new emails by the time we finish recording this show.
Yeah. So I've gotten it down to 10 now, it looks like.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So it's still not great, but
better. You know what I recommend you never do?
What?
Get on LinkedIn.
Oh no, I haven't checked that.
That's how you get lit the fuck up. My wife put me on, or like updated my LinkedIn profile for Bolin Media to like be able to receive incoming, you know, business requests and shit, potential sponsorship connections. And now I get like, I get 30 emails a day just off of that. Like just from LinkedIn people being like, do you want to improve your P2P conversions for 2024? And I'm like, I don't even know what that means, bro. Just, it's a podcast company. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't think I've updated my LinkedIn since I made it in college. So
Leave it that way.
I think I still have like my frat picture. And then it just says like I was on the executive board of our chapter.
Huge.
And that's about it.
Highly sought after recruit you'll
for
be.
Sure.
Yeah. Another one of mine is learn how to cook three basic meals. And I came up with three that I think would be in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
Number one is spaghetti. It seems easy enough.
Yeah.
Noodles and some meat.
Yeah, you learn how to make spaghetti. You can make really any pasta.
True. Pasta in general, I guess, should be my number one. Number two is grilled cheese and soup.
Another very simple one. I do that one all the time.
Yeah. And then number three is enchiladas. I love enchiladas.
Okay.
And they also seem pretty fucking simple. It's a tortilla with meat and cheese and maybe some lettuce, you know?
That's kind of hard to fuck that one up.
It is. So I feel if I can get those three down, I need to be in a position next year where if like my wife has like a work trip or wants to go on like a girl's retreat or some shit one weekend and I have to feed the children, like I can keep them alive without having to do takeout for every single meal, because that's not a good precedent to set.
No, definitely not.
So those are my three.
All right. Another one I got is do more activities outside of drinking.
That's a great one.
It is a great one.
Well, you already do running.
I do have run club on here. I do intramurals. I just need to do more.
You mean more like social activities outside of drinking? Well, run club is a good one. But yeah, no, I feel you. I mean, that I need my version of that now is like just do more social activities, period.
Right.
But yeah, I remember when the only social activity I had was drinking for many, many years. And it does kind of get to a point where you're like, okay, I got to figure out some other shit.
Yeah, so I also included yoga, trivia.
Yoga rules.
Yeah.
Trivia also rules.
Just don't have anyone to go with.
I'll go with you for fucking trivia, man. I'll take an edible and go sit there and come up with the wrong
answers. I
feel
like we'd be really good at trivia. I think we would get smoked.
What? Those people are... Have you ever been to a trivia night?
No.
These people are freaks.
But I think we could get, like, the pop culture and movies and shit. Like,
That's true.
We need to go to one of those.
Well, we'd be a good combination because, like, you could get the younger people questions and I could get the older people questions,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or at least to some extent. But, you know, Pint House Pizza has a fun trivia night that I used to go to every once in a while by accident. I never would go, like, intending to be a part of trivia night, but I would just go and then be like, oh, shit, it's trivia night.
Yeah.
And that's not far away. We could hit that.
Nice. Yeah. What, is there, like, a Lord of the Rings trivia?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I know there's a Harry Potter one.
I could wear my Sauron
one,
shirt, too.
Yeah. And that'd probably be, like, there's some other
people.
We get
points
people.
Just for that,
yeah.
Probably. You know?
Sure, people dress up for that. Yeah.
And there, people would appreciate my Sauron tee instead of looking at me like I'm demented, which is what happens everywhere else. My next one is to start listening to jazz and blues music. I was on a Christmas playlist last night, and while I was doing the dishes, and an old school like jazzy Christmas song came on, and I was like, damn, jazz goes so hard. Why don't I listen to more jazz? And so now, and I loved the blues, like blues music. When I would drink a lot in college, sometimes we would put blues on and it was fucking dope. And I want both of those things in my life because I'm back to where I listen to like two things exclusively, rap music and then like Creed. And I need more in that mix before it, cause it's getting a little weird. So I've chosen jazz and blues music to get into in 2024.
You got any like artists that you're looking into right now, or how you gonna approach that one?
I want more like Otis Redding vibes. Does he count? I don't even know if he counts, but I love Otis Redding.
Otis.
Yeah, he was rhythm and blues. So I guess soul music is what he classifies.
Oh, I got the soul music. If you want some of that, I got you.
I want that shit too. Jazz, blues, and soul.
Soul. Yeah.
Hit me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the good stuff right there. All right, another one for me is I want to start streaming.
On the Twitch machine?
On the Twitch, yeah. Because
I heard they allow implied nudity now.
So, wait, what?
They allow implied nudity now. Like you can have like your shirt off as
okay.
long as the camera doesn't show below your nipple or below it.
So I can't show my nipples?
I don't think you can show your nipples.
So it just has to be like...
Yeah, yeah.
Neck
implied.
Up. Okay.
So that people can look at you and go, ooh, he doesn't have his shirt on.
Oh, he's probably naked. No.
Yeah, yeah, he's probably naked down there.
Wow, okay. Well, I don't know about all that. I'll probably wear a shirt for my streams, but...
Pussy!
But I've been gaming a lot recently. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite. They, like...
Oh, yeah.
Completely, like, changed up their whole setup. They got, like, four different game modes now on top of, like, all the other shit you can do.
Damn.
So I've been running that a lot, but I've just been playing solo, which is... It's fun, but it's, like, I don't know. It'd be better to play with people, but... My friends don't play with me, so I just kind of run solos, and it'd be nice to, like, I don't know, have an audience, some people to talk to you while I play.
It's a good idea.
So
nobody wants to play with me.
Yeah.
On my list is to play more video games, which really just means to play video games again.
Yeah.
I miss video games. I haven't figured out how to slot them back into my life as a parent. It has not worked out so far, and I miss them. Like, at least a couple times a week, I find myself thinking about gaming,
mm-hmm.
and it just never happens, so...
I mean, yeah, it is
tough. If you start streaming, maybe it'll help push me in the right direction, too.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I'll need to get on that. And then I guess the last one for me is kind of like a couple of different things, so I can break it up if you want.
No, do it all right now. All right.
It's get out of my comfort zone.
Get out of your comfort zone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a couple of things that I want to do that kind of fall in this bucket. It's post on social media more. So... I guess just tweeting more and posting on TikTok. Like, I used to, like, post music recommendations
and
stuff.
Yeah, you were doing some fun little TikToks for a while.
And I just wanted to get back into that and, like, do stuff with, like, me in it. Like, not just, like, because the stuff I was doing was just, like...
Random shit.
Random shit, yeah. So just, like, having myself in it, like, just kind of, like, showing myself more, like, in that way. But I also want to stay off social media more.
At the same time?
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, I need to post, but
and
I need
then get
to
out.
Get out. Yeah. Get in and get out.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
Pro move.
And then the second thing is shoot my shot. I was doing this a little bit, I think, in the summer, and I just...
You fell off?
I fell off. I just... I got defeated.
Dude, you lost the workout regimen and you stopped shooting your shot.
Yeah.
Things got dark in the back half of 2020.
Dude, it really did. So I need to get back to my old ways.
Yeah, get out there and keep conning people, man. Tell them you're someone you're not, you know? What the fuck happened to that plan?
I don't know, it hasn't happened in a while. So I just need to get more people to say I look like a random celebrity, and then I can run with that.
That's a good move.
Yeah. And then my last one is stop giving a fuck.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's like that's the best thing you could do. And there's like a fine line, but like the less you give a fuck, the less held down you are by fucks given, the better off you'll be.
Yeah.
Like the happier you'll be. I feel like when I cared the least amount is when I was the best at life.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how to do that, because my brain likes to...
To care too much?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, if anyone has any suggestions on how to stop giving a fuck, that'd be huge.
Drinking a lot helps.
It does, yeah.
But you're trying to do that less, so...
Well, no, I'll still do it on weekends. I just need other activities to...
Balance it out, yeah. One of mine is to make friends with neighbors and parents at my kids' school. Because every once in a while, we have one of these, like, social events. Like, at the neighborhood, there was, like, they did a Christmas party for the neighborhood by the pool, where they had, like, a Santa, and everybody with kids was out there. So it's, like, you know, like, 50 people. And usually at these things, I just kind of show, like, I'll go. I don't like, put up a fight. I'm like, yeah, let's go. But then I don't talk to anybody. I just stand there. And now it's worse, because, like, with a baby... Like, I can just play with him the whole time. So I just, like, hold RJ and play with him and talk to him. And, like, unless somebody comes up to me, I'm not talking to anybody.
Damn,
so
you are just like me for real.
Yeah, dude, I'm extremely antisocial, too. So, like, I don't participate enough. And then I feel like all these people are like, what's with this fucking mute guy? Like, he just doesn't speak. He's just here. He's just this tall dude just standing there awkwardly, which is what you do at the bars. So it's like, That is a thing I'm trying to get over more. And at this Christmas deal that I'm using as an example, this other dad who also was like holding a baby came up to me and started talking to me. And he was awesome. He was from Houston. And so we had all this shit in common. He was like 2 years younger than me, and which was also mind-blowing. Because every time I'm at one of these things, I'm like, I'm the youngest person here. Everyone here is a real adult and I am a child. And this dude was like, yeah, I'm 34. And I was like, fuck, what the fuck? I'm older than this dude. So anyway, the point is, I need to be a real adult who talks to the other adults and like makes friends with the people in the neighborhood and shit. Because once you have kids, this is who you're stuck with. These are the people you get to hang out with.
Other parents. Yeah.
You gotta find some that are tight that you can converse with. At that Christmas deal, I ended up talking to this guy exclusively the entire time. It's like we two antisocial people found each other and just like we're like, fuck it, we're staying docked the rest of this thing.
That's the best though. When you find someone else that's antisocial, then you just talk about like,
yeah, how much other people suck.
Yeah.
That's great. We had a blast. But anyway, I need to be better about that. I need to be friendlier to my neighbors and like more willing to engage in conversation with them, because I'm terrible, bro. Like, I hit people with like the head nod and the wave and shit, but like I'm not here for the bullshit. I'm not talking. Yeah.
I'm gonna add that to my list. Talk to strangers. Have like a, like, it doesn't have to be much, just like a short friendly conversation.
Sure.
with more people.
A better disposition with strangers is always a good thing. Well, to a certain extent. You gotta read them first, you know?
Right.
Give them a look over and like, is this a stranger that I want to engage with, or is this person gonna fuck up my afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Another one of mine is to build fire pits in the fire pit I have in my backyard and to stare into the fire and strategize.
What are you plotting something?
Yeah, I don't know what, but I'm going to plot something. There's this fucking stack of rocks that used to be a fire pit, like big ass rocks in my backyard, and I need to put them back into fire pit form and use the thing, because it's just been back. I've lived there for over a year now and I've never made a fire. I don't even know if it's legal. But I want to make a fire and stare into it.
And then you can invite your new friend you made over.
That's true. Yeah, he can come over and we can talk about it. I also want to get out of credit card debt and burn my credit cards in the fire that I make. Because I've just been like in like a moderate state of credit card debt for like a decade now. And it's not good. It gives me anxiety to look at it every month and then have to like pay part of it or whatever. Like your minimum payment, or like sometimes I'm like, I've got a little extra money, I'll pay it down a bit. And it fucking sucks. I hate it. That whole system is bullshit, because they just own you forever after you fall into the pit of debt. And so I want to burn those after I pay them off, which maybe is possible to do next year. I don't know.
Do you have to pay it off before you can burn? I feel like if you burn the credit card, then you won't be able to use it anymore.
Yeah, then, I just mean as like a symbolic ritual after the credit card debt is done and I cancel the cards and then I burn them in the fire.
Okay, well, but what if you like cut them first just so you can't use it anymore and then you burn it after?
Because I need like there's like shit that there's that gets auto-charged to them, you know? I'm scared if I cut them up now, then I won't have the number on the back and shit. And then I'm what if I need them? This is why this will never happen. Just maintains. Another one of mine is to roll around with a double cup all the time.
Okay.
I just want to double up Styros all 2024. Enough of these fucking Tervis tumblers, bro. This is, I've got to move on. Stylistically, I need something new.
You do look pretty cool when you got the double Styros.
Yeah, it's the best, especially for a guy who doesn't drink. To have people constantly questioning whether or not I'm sipping lean actively is something I want
in my
life.
It's liquid IV.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Exactly. I also want to avoid clicking on or looking at garbage content that skews the algorithm on Instagram and causes it to serve me Blueface News, Adam 22 updates, and or Ice Spice twerking videos. Just got to be better online, period. There's no excuse. And that whole thing is like, I think it's not just stuff you click on. I think it can see your fucking eyes.
Oh, for sure.
And it reads where your eyes go. Like, oh, he's staring at Ice Spice again. Let's give him some more of those.
Yeah, I don't know how it can read that, but it makes no sense. And I don't like that it knows it
freaks
what
me
I'm
out.
Looking at. Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to completely ignore the presidential election and slip into a state of blissful ignorance.
Oh, that's next year.
That's
isn't
next
it?
Year, man. Mm. That's next year. It's coming up. And I'm not making the same mistake I made in 2020. If you don't learn from the past, history is doomed to repeat itself or something. So, yeah, I'm out. Don't ask me fucking questions about it. I'm out. I'm not doing it again. I'm not making that mistake twice. I also want to have more sports cries. Just cry about sports more often. Allow myself to become emotionally enveloped by sports.
I don't want to do the opposite. I kind of just like want to stop watching sports.
So you want to do with sports what I want to do with politics. Just stop.
Yeah, because it's too much.
It's too much pain?
Yeah.
Had one of those years, did you? Still wearing the Ohio State lid.
Yeah, I've moved past it.
The Colts are still in it, man.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I like the Colts, but like they're not my like number one team. Like it's hard to get invested in them sometimes.
You're just Ohio State through and through.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it tough. You got to diversify your sports fucking emotional investments, dude.
Well, like, I do fantasy football, and that is also
that's
brings
a terrible
a lot of pain
idea. That's
suffering.
That's the worst version of it. I'm out. That's the one thing I have gotten rid of, thanks to QAnon. I no longer have to worry about fantasy sports.
But yeah, I lost in the playoffs last night, so I'm
just, it's fresh.
Hurts. Yeah. So, yeah,
if you need to have a good sports cry while I finish out the rest of my resolutions, go for it. I only have one more, though, so make it quick. My final resolution for 2024 is to try one different hairstyle. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting the same haircut for several years now without really altering it in any way, aside from sometimes to go, well, let's leave it a little longer. And sometimes I go, well, let's make it a little shorter. That's it. It's the same fucking thing every single time. And I need to change it up at least once next year. Like, go out on a limb and try a different look. The problem is, I don't know what that entails. Like, I don't know,
you don't know what, like, haircut to
well, like, tell them. I know dumb shit. Like a mullet.
Yeah.
Or a fucking mohawk.
Should get a boosy fade.
But I want something that's, like, using the good lettuce I've been graced with, but in a different way than I'm currently using it. And as we talked about, I believe last week, maybe on Patreon, my haircut lady is gone right now. So I feel like now is a time, like a good time to try this. Like find somebody else and like take in a picture of, you know, like Timothée Chalamet or whatever and just be like, make my hair this.
Probably got to grow it out a lot.
He's not a good example, no. But you know, so maybe when he had shorter hair or something, but somebody that has... an interesting hairstyle that I can replicate.
Yeah, no, this is also, I think, on my list, too. I know I just got a haircut, but
you
didn't know.
You got to trim up.
I got to trim up, yeah. I need an actual haircut where, like, someone is changing my shit up.
With a name. I needed to have a name.
Yeah.
Like the Boosie Fade, but not that. But something that's I can describe with just the name of it.
Yeah.
So I can walk into a place and go, hit me with that.
Yeah, I've been getting served some TikToks like for different hairstyles. And I'm like, I don't know if I would look good in that. It's like with dudes with longer hair, I'm like, I don't know if I can like pull that off.
There's probably AI for that now, where it'll like put your fucking face in there and show you what you'd look like with the haircut.
Because
if you ever, like if you go furniture shopping now, if you're like looking around for rugs, they have this technology, they're like, point your phone at the place in the room you want to put the rug and it'll show you what it looks like.
Damn,
so surely they have that with heads.
With
hairs.
Different hairstyles. I'm sure you could find something.
I bet they do. They have it with glasses too. Like when you go glasses shopping, it's like, see what they'd look like on your dumb face.
Wow, technology.
Yeah. See, the AI is good for something.
Yeah, it is good for something.
It's good for something. Anyway, there's some New Year's resolution ideas for all of you out there who might be looking for some over the next couple weeks. I've got a good solid list. Cade's got a good solid list. No reason you shouldn't too.
Can I just say I hate New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm allowed to say that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I just...
Speak your mind,
I
man.
I just don't...
I'm not going to censor you here.
I just don't get, like, why we have to start on... Like, you can start, like, any of these
Yeah, but
goals.
It's just... It's a good breaking point to be like, all right, this fucking calendar is done. Let's throw it out. What am I going to do to make the next one different and or better? Hopefully both.
Okay, but what if you fail? Then, like...
Then you
have to wait until next year to start again?
No, you just got to deal with the weight of failure on your chest. Yeah, until the next calendar year.
Why don't
year.
You just start over? Like, if you want to read more and you, like, read two books
but
all year.
But it gives you the whole year to make the effort, you know? Reading is one that should be on my list. It's just not realistic. It's insane. I'm going to slot video games in instead of reading.
Yeah, because that's better for you.
Yeah, and... But to your point, like, if you get to June and you're like, shit, I still haven't read a single book, then you still have 6 more months to try and correct course.
Or you just start fresh right there. All right, I'm going to read this many books until next June or whatever.
I mean, you can do it at any time. But the point of the New Year's resolution is to give you the opportunity to start right when the year does. That just usually gets wrecked because people spend the first year week of the year violently hungover and fatter than they were before the holidays.
And also, shouldn't it be on your birthday when you start resolutions? Because it's like, you know, new year in your life. Not
new year, new you?
Yeah.
I hate that saying. That saying sucks.
Yeah, no, it's new year, same me.
New year, new me.
Yeah.
No.
Stupid. No.
No, same you. Just different year.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be the same way. It's like, at this point in life, I'm always looking for an angle, an opportunity for self-improvement or to make change. And I've gotten better and better at it, especially over the last few years. And so this year, I'm really going to try to utilize New Year's. Because typically, like, I didn't do this last year. I didn't really do a New Year's resolution. I didn't act on anything that I came up with. I did some good stuff this year. I just didn't, like, have a list. So right. I'm gonna go off of this list, you know?
But like
double cup it up.
There you go. But like, I could easily just like start working out 5 days a week again. Like, do I have to wait?
Well, not that easily. You haven't been doing it.
I know, but I'm saying I could like just.
That's
know.
What these are for. It's the it gives you a little push. It's like now or never, bro. You this could be your last New Year's. That's where you got to frame it up.
I know it's like different because like it's coming up. But like, if I had this idea in like September or something, like, oh, I need to like get back to working. Like,
yeah.
Just do it. Just do the thing. Like, you don't have to wait until
Well, yeah, but most New people Year's. Are lazy morons. We don't have the drive. This gives us a chance. It gives us a chance. And to your point, yeah, it mostly results in failure. Yeah. Like, at the end of the year, I'm going to have to look at this list and go, fuck.
I didn't do it.
My fucking Instagram is still serving me nothing but Blueface and Ice Spice and Adam22, and it's going to be sad. And I'm going to have to live with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Learn from your failures and then... Learn to be better, I guess.
Anyway, good luck, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by Lucy. Lucy makes tobacco-free nicotine for people to focus better, think deeper, chill out smoother, and inspire creativity. Had one of their pouches right before recording. I love Lucy. It always makes me feel creatively inspired. So what makes Lucy unique? We're talking 100% pure tobacco-free nicotine. You'll never find tobacco in any of the Lucy products ever. Lucy pouches are available in 5 strengths between 2 milligrams and 12 milligrams and 12 different flavors as well. Cinnamon, mint, mango, wintergreen, pomegranate, apple ice, and espresso, just to name a few. Lucy has the perfect balance of nicotine and flavor, and in their breakers pouches, there's a little ball in there that you can bust for an additional flavor burst, which is awesome. Been crushing breakers left and right. Lucy is superior to any other pouches I've tried, and they're juicy, not going to leave your mouth dry, which is huge. If you're a pouch user, you know how annoying that dry mouth can be. Whether you use nicotine to focus better, get a boost in energy, or to chill and relax, Lucy is made for your nicotine routine. If you want to try Lucy's tobacco-free breakers, pouches, or gum, go to lucy.co/RBP and use promo code RBP to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy. If you change your mind, that's lucy.co/RBP. Use code RBP when you check out to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. So on X, formerly known as Twitter, Stephen A. Smith, who everyone is familiar with, right? Very animated sports talk personality who's been on ESPN for years and years and years. He used to do the show with, what's the name of that?
Skip Bayless.
With Skip Bayless, where they were in a constant battle to see who could be more obnoxious and ridiculous. But Stephen A. Smith is great. He does great content on X now, formerly known as Twitter. And one of the things he does is he prompts his followers to ask him questions, and then he puts out these videos on Twitter answering some of the questions, right? But like Stephen A. Smith doesn't have time to answer all of the questions. He just picks a handful of them and makes videos of his answers. So I was thinking, like, I'm going to go through one of his prompts. Like he tweeted out on Sunday, recording a special Sunday edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show momentarily. What do you want me to talk about? Send me over questions to answer on the show. So he's doing the Stephen A. Smith Show on Twitter. And he received hundreds of questions from his massive following, but like I said, can't answer them all. So I went through and pulled some of my favorite questions that he did not respond to, questions I believe are worthy of answers or at the very least recognition and laughter. So we're going to go through some of those now. Some dude named Shawnee Hoodrat said, I had a dream where you went ghost hunting with me and my friends. Do you believe in ghosts and would you ever go on a ghost hunt? So first of all, having a dream that Stephen A. Smith went ghost hunting with you and your friends sounds awesome. I wish my dreams were more like that. But to answer his question as if it was being asked to me, which it wasn't, I don't really know how I feel about ghosts. I've kind of gone back and forth on this over the course of my life. Like there were different points where I like kind of begrudgingly believed, like I didn't want to believe in ghosts, but like I was kind of scared of the dark and like the possibility of ghosts. And then there have been points where I was like, ghosts are nonsense. That's ridiculous. When you die, you don't like your spirit doesn't like hang around to like haunt people. And now I'm kind of like somewhere in the middle, I think, where I don't really know. And I'm not all that concerned about it. Like this is not a thing I focus on. And as far as a ghost hunt, yeah, I would participate in that. It sounds incredibly fun. It's like a haunted house, but realer.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about ghosts. Like, it's not something I really like think about, like if they exist or not. I mean, and I like the videos that you see sometimes.
Yeah, they're like, never convincing.
No, I need to like actually like see one to actually be like. Like, oh, okay, ghosts are real.
Yeah, that's the problem with ghosts and aliens. I mean, we get footage of stuff, but it's never, like, definitive.
Well, see, I think aliens are 100% real.
Yeah?
Because there's no way we are the only...
Like, mathematically, they have to be real?
Intelligent species in this universe.
Yeah, aliens have a little more, like, scientific argument behind it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the ghost thing is just, like, straight up spiritual. So it's a little weird.
And it seems like all the ghosts are, like, no... I don't know, trying to get you or something. Like, they're trying to, like, fuck with you. Like, I want to meet a chill ghost. Like, that's just, like, kind of, like, hanging out in the afterlife.
Like an invisible friend?
Kinda? Yeah, like a Casper.
Like a smoking buddy?
Yeah.
Ghost that just comes yeah, just and, like, hang blows out. Blunts with you?
Yeah, just a ghost to hang out with. That'd so, like, sick. I probably wouldn't go on a ghost hunt because I'm not trying to, like, fuck with them.
Oh, that's a good point. You go on a ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Maybe now like suddenly you're like poking the bear, you know?
Yeah, maybe a ghost meetup. Like I would do that, but like I'm not trying to like go and find the ghost.
Like a seance strictly for the point of ripping weed with a ghost. That's a different animal.
Yeah.
Next one is from @player1. What do you think about one-on-one to settle scuffles in the NBA? With the correct parameters, could it work? Kind of like how the NHL allows fighting. This is a great question, one that was obviously spawned by all the issues that Draymond Green is having. Like, if after Draymond Green hit Nurkic, if him and Nurkic were allowed to, like, duke it out for a couple of minutes, would that be better? And could it work, I guess, is part of what he's asking. It couldn't work. It wouldn't work.
No, absolutely
not. It would be nonstop. Like, hockey, it can be like every few minutes, and some games get really heated, and it ends up kind of being an issue that stops play. There would be a fucking fight every 2 minutes in the NBA. Guys are constantly jawing with each other. There's a lot of shit talking that goes on. Basketball as a sport is just kind of prone to shit talking in a way that some of these other sports, like, you don't have a helmet on, like in hockey or football. You don't have pads on, like in hockey or football. It's just you and your dukes to throw at someone else's face. And I think it would be fucking awesome if they did this for like a week just to see how much chaos was created. Also, people would probably die.
Yeah. Like some of these NBA
players
far,
are huge, man. And like, I just don't feel like it would go over well in terms of player safety.
I thought this question was talking about like just one-on-one, like playing like basketball. Like they're just going to like
go one-on-one,
put everyone at half court, and then like these two just go one-on-one.
That'd be boring as shit. That's like what it was like watching James Harden play for the Rockets. But
I don't think this would work at all.
I would like to imagine it, you know, because there would be some fucking epic fights.
Yeah, we don't really have fights anymore in the NBA. Very sad.
No, you get suspended for a minute if you throw a punch, which is hilarious because if you look up like 1990s or 80s basketball fights, like guys were routinely punching each other in the face.
Yeah.
Without even a flagrant foul getting called.
And they want to call it like the NBA soft now. It's because they don't want to get fined like tens of thousands of dollars every time.
Well, and it just wouldn't, like I said, that keeping that culture alive would not have worked. Like it would have gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. It would have been more and more and more fights. It would have been less and less and less players actively on the court as a result of suspension or whatever injury. It just, yeah, you got to keep the game. It's not boxing. So it's not UFC, but it is a fun concept. Next question is from @Rizu787. With AI breathing down our necks in the next 30 to 50 years, are we going to see robots playing sports against each other? 100%.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, the NFL might be just robots. Because right now, I mean, like, every week, we inch closer to flag football. We're like, these guys can't even hit each other. Well, nobody's going to care about robots getting CTE. So just let them lay each other out, you know? There's no illegal hits with robot football.
Yeah, I kind of want... Well, we already have robot fighting, or sports.
What do we have?
There's robot fights.
Yeah. I feel like they're still kind of lame, though. We need the robots to get to a place where they move just like humans do.
Yeah, like robot,
which is coming.
Like robot boxing or something like
eventually
that.
It's coming, yeah. For sure. But I'm talking like full-blown...
Like you want to see them like
humanoid robots.
Play baseball and basketball and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious to see like how like what gambling will look like for those sports.
Oh, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be sick.
Because I feel like... You know, all it takes is for a robot to get hacked, and it's not performing as well as it should, and
true.
It's ruining the lines.
It's going to be a lot of rigged games once you got robots going at it.
Mm-hmm.
The next question somebody randomly asked, why not good democracy in Pakistan?
Tell you what, this keeps me up at night. That's something I think about all the time.
I think about it a lot, too. I don't know why I thought Stephen A. Smith would have that answer, but next one is from @TheCelticsHub. I asked this girl to come over. Keep in mind that I really like her. We were talking for a little while, and then we were about to get to freaking. Then all of a sudden, she pulls out a dick bigger than mine. Haven't talked since 2 days ago before it happened. What do I do? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. It depends what you want to do. I think that's up to you. But and again, I'm not sure why I thought Stephen A. Smith was the one to go to with these. That's one of the best things about it. It's just like Stephen A. Smith answering the most random shit about life, and he didn't pick this one, unfortunately.
Wonder why. It kind of seems like some of these are people just trolling. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple few of them are pretty obvious troll jobs. This one, definitely. I mean, it's the Celtics hub, so it's like a sports person.
Right.
Like, yeah, that one's probably a troll job. So is this one from OG Real Carl. Steven, what should I do if my girlfriend wants to use her, quote, special toys, end quote, on me? I mean, Carl, the answer is the same as the last one. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want, what kind of toys are we talking about here? What's special about them? And then, are you comfortable with the use of those toys? It's up to you, Carl. Only you can make that choice.
Do you have any special toys that you use in the bedroom?
No.
Or
I mean, if I did, I don't think I would share on the show.
Okay.
It'd be
private.
Ross's private personal life. But I don't know. Having a girlfriend with special toys is a good thing, I think. Again, it depends on what they are.
Right.
But toys are fun.
I love playing with toys as a kid.
Yeah. From at MMWall7610, Mr. Smith, how you doing? And it's been a pleasure watching you in your commentary over the years. I have one question, and I hope you cover it on all your platforms. Is there an underlying issue, parentheses, issues, with referees and penalty calls in the NFL? What a stupid fucking question. Of course there's an issue with referees and penalties in the NFL, dude. Have you ever watched a single NFL football game? My God. And you can tell this one was genuine. It's like somebody who's been watching Stephen A. for like a decade. And that's the question you came with? You can ask him about special toys in the bedroom or democracy in Pakistan or robot sports. And you came with, do NFL referees stink, basically?
Yeah, everyone knows the answer to that one already.
Come on, guy. From at KevinOK6379316. Lots of people of color in the NHL, GMs, coaches, broadcasters, and players, and you constantly neglect their contributions by ignoring the game. This is a sport that embraces everyone. It's not perfect, but getting better. That's not even a question.
That's just a
statement. I don't know why he's just telling Stephen A. that he needs to talk about hockey more.
I already feel like Stephen A. has enough on his plate.
Yeah.
With, like, the NBA and NFL. And
that's
like,
very true. He doesn't talk baseball much, you know?
No.
He's not a hockey guy. Let him focus on the things he's good at. Don't distract Stephen A. with racially heated hockey arguments.
And I just, like, he'd be entertained, but, like, I don't think he'd be very good at talking NHL.
No, he wouldn't. It's not the same. No. Not the same kind of personal drama in that league. From at Hassan Jabbar 1, will Draymond Green ever gonna change his behavior, or will he risk his life and end up being expelled from the NBA? Risk his life? Look, Draymond is an asshole, and he clearly has some issues with, like, personal anger management on the court. But this has definitely gotten taken too far by some people. There have been some of the worst takes I've ever heard regarding Draymond Green. Like, one guy came out and was like, he doesn't need to be in therapy for this. He's not a criminal or like a drug addict. He's like, dude, that's not, you don't have to be a criminal or a drug addict to be in therapy. And then on the other hand, people are like, oh, let him play. It's like, no, there needs to be some change for sure. He can't just go around whacking people every game, kicking people in the balls, raking people in the eyes. It's become way too frequent this season. They've got to get him to chill out and change his behavior on the court. But he's not risking his life. I mean, I guess he could potentially be expelled from the NBA, but, like, he's been in the league for, like, a decade.
I don't think they're going to expel him from that. Like, there's been so many other players in NBA history that have also done shit like this. Like, Rasheed Wallace comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, Bill Laimbeer was also no enforcer type that would just, like, kind of knock the shit out of people a lot of times. So,
yeah.
Like, they're not going to be like, hey, you can't play in the league anymore because you're too violent.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If he's suspended indefinitely, if he keeps hitting people, eventually he will get an indefinite suspension that doesn't get lifted, for sure. Like, without a doubt, he could end up ruining his NBA career. But it's like towards the end of his career anyway. He's made like $100 million already. He's going to be fine. Everybody needs to chill out. Let them figure it out, the NBA, how they're going to handle it. From at Real Life Pun, What are some overrated Christmas traditions? Like, for example, in my house, we had to be really dressy and look really nice just to sit in the living room sometimes. I don't... Look, I kind of respect the families that do, like, the you dress up nice for Christmas. Like, you dress up nice, go to Christmas service, you dress up nice for Christmas dinner or whatever. Like, it's a special day. And for a guy that never dresses up, like, I need these reasons to, like, go put on a suit. Fortunately, my suits are all green, so that works well for Christmas. Or, like, you know, just dress up like you're doing something a little fancier. That's Christmas is a great time for that. So I don't think that's necessarily a shitty one. I'm trying to think of, like, a Christmas tradition that I find to be extremely lame.
Christmas caroling.
Yeah, but... I mean, I don't know. I can't even hate on that, man. Like, you're just going and spreading Christmas cheer and joy around the neighborhood.
I mean, that's fine, but I don't want you to come to my house.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want you to come to my house either, but, like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine, but just don't
just
come.
Just stay
to,
away yeah. from, yeah. We need to put no carolers signs up in front of the Bowling Media House. But, yeah, I don't.
I think most Christmas traditions are totally fine.
Yeah, like, they're all good, man. That's... It's just a great holiday yeah. through and through. Next one is from at Buffalo NYY 161st. Stephen A., my girl goes out with her girlfriends around 10 p.m. every Friday and Saturday night and doesn't come back until morning. When I try texting her when she's out, she never responds. When she gets back, she always says her phone died. Should I be concerned? That's an obvious troll, this one. Yeah, you should be concerned. No, it's like... Everything you just said was extremely concerning.
Yeah, a lot of red flags in that.
From a relationship perspective, you got some problems, you know. My phone died, so I didn't come home till the next day. Get the fuck out. At NishDog22 says, my girl keeps getting courtside tickets, but I'm not allowed to come with. What does this mean? I love how many people are fishing for him to comment on outrageous, probably made up relationship situations. Because when he starts talking about relationships, it is the best Stephen A. Smith content possible. Like, people, one of the questions that I think he actually answered was, like, can a woman be too thick? And then he goes on, like, a rant about how, no, it's not possible. That every level of thickness is a good level of thickness. But yeah, those are some of the questions that Stephen A. Smith got asked that he didn't answer that I wanted to acknowledge on today's show.
Stuff, man. Yeah, that courtside... That'd be a rough one if that actually happened.
Oh my! If I was dating somebody and they said I got courtside tickets to the Rockets, unfortunately, you can't come with. I'd be like, which player are you fucking? Like, what? At least tell me. Come on, maybe it's somebody I really like, and this ruins it for me. You know, damn. Speaking of sports, today's episode is brought to you by MyBookie. If you're looking for a sports book or want to switch to a sports book that sponsors your favorite podcast, MyBookie has everything you need from NBA regular season to the NFL final weeks of the regular season, moving into the playoffs, combat sports, hockey. If there's a sporting event you're looking to get action on, MyBookie has you covered. Just go to MyBookie.ag, use code Ross when you make your first deposit, and you'll unlock a welcome bonus. Stipulations apply. As a bettor, you demand perfection, and MyBookie delivers. NFL, football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options to bet and win all season long. So if the first two legs of your parlay hit, you can cash out early and use the funds on another bet or let it ride for a chance at a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag and register for an account free. When you're ready to make your first deposit, just use promo code Ross to grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code Ross to claim your deposit bonus. So what are you waiting for? If you're already betting on sports elsewhere and you're down to do so on a great platform that also supports your favorite podcast, code Ross at mybookie.ag is the way to do it, folks. Just use code Ross to unlock that deposit bonus. Stipulations apply. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, I have to talk a little Tesla news today, unfortunately. Not to be that guy, but it has to be done. So the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, NHTSA, forced Tesla to recall 2 million cars, which is like all of the Teslas driving in the United States. And people were freaking out about this. It was making headlines all over the place. And I just want to shed some light on the situation. Like, the truth is, this is not 2 million cars being recalled to dealerships or anything like that. But rather, it's 2 million cars requiring an over-the-air software update to make Tesla's full self-driving mode more safe. So when I got my Tesla in 2021, I got full self-driving. And it definitely does need to be more safe. No arguments there. I'm not saying it doesn't. It certainly does. It is kind of dog shit. And it's really misleading. It's not full self-driving. And there are a lot of problems with it. And frankly, I think it's gotten worse since 2021 instead of better, in large part due to a lot of the I'm assuming, safety stuff that the NHTSA has put in. But so when you get a Tesla, for anybody who hasn't had like a new car, because this is my first new car, and obviously I went with like a really new technology that I didn't know anything about. But the way these Teslas work, like when they make changes to the software, like let's say they find a way to improve the braking, or they need to change some of the full self-driving stuff, or they need to change up some of the like cruise control, autopilot stuff, or like as a random example, with one of the point is, when they need to change anything like that, they do a software update. So like if your car, your car has internet access, like it does Spotify and all that shit or whatever. And you pay a little fee every month. I want to say it's like $9 or something like that to access all of that shit in your Tesla. But you just get a software update. So it'll tell you on your app, hey, your car has an update. And then you update it. And that's it. So like that's what's happening with this. It's not like 2 million cars being recalled. Funny thing, one of the recent updates broke my windshield wipers. So like one of the cool features is it has automatic windshield wipers. You never have to turn them on or off. When it starts raining, the windshield wipers turn on.
It'll go like at the speed
and it goes,
of things.
And the rain gets heavier, it starts going faster, right? That's how it used to work. Now, my windshield wipers don't come on in the rain, and they sometimes come on in the sunshine. So I had to look into this. I'm Googling. I'm like, what the fuck happened to my windshield wipers? And it turns out this is a massive problem, like wide-ranging issue for a lot of Tesla drivers. And that's annoying. So there is a downside to the software update shit, too. Like, it can actually mess some things up. It's a complicated issue.
So do you ever have to go to a dealership to, like, get anything fixed?
No. One of the other cool features is that, like, if you had, let's say, your windshield got cracked or, like, you break your charging port, which I did at one point, You put in a ticket in the app, and like somebody will come to your house, like one of the Tesla people comes and fixes it. Now, there are some things that you have to take your car to the dealership for, like the front windshield, if that cracks.
Yeah.
And it's also ridiculously expensive. That happened to my wife. But for the most part, a lot of the things, one of the cool things about the car is it's like when you get an iPhone, you know how they put out a new iOS?
Right,
and
yeah.
Your phone just, you can update your existing phone. You don't have to go buy the new phone to get the newest operating system. That's how Teslas operate, too. You don't have to go buy the 2023 Tesla to get the 2023 Tesla software. Just gets over-the-air software updated on your car.
Now, after a certain point, we'll... Like if you got 2020, so like
2021, yeah,
or 2021. So what, like in 4 years, is your car just like not gonna be able to update?
Great question. I mean, that was obviously a thing that happened with Apple, like, and they got caught doing it. Remember, there was a point where that was just a theory, where everybody was like, "I'm not updating." Like people would be like, "I'm not updating my phone again because it's gonna make my phone dog shit." And it turned out that Apple was actually degrading old devices on purpose with their software updates so that people would have to go buy new ones. And then there was like a massive lawsuit, which every Apple user gets like $20 or something, which I don't think I ever collected on. But point is, they got caught doing that. And your question, it's like, I doubt it very much because that would be a fucking brutal selling point. Like nobody's going to go buy one of these cars if every 4 years the software updates get so extreme that the old cars can't handle them. And I think for the most part, the changes that go into the Tesla, like new cars, are body related, like the appearance, the physical appearance of the car. I don't think so much that like the way the cars run is changing. So the software updates are able to still be compatible with all the different cars. And look, I'm not one to normally defend Elon Musk. I think he's kind of a, just a, controversial, very polarizing, outspoken sort of nerd douchebag king at this point. But in this case, like, this is one of the examples of why I can see he is the way he is, because the media took the story about the Tesla recall and made it sound like every single Tesla in the United States was being taken back. Like, they were, because a recall 20 years ago meant like that product was no longer safe to be used and had to be taken back to the manufacturer. That is not what a recall means in 2023 as it pertains to certain things, one of which being Tesla cars, where this is a software update that happens over the air. You don't even have to take your car in. It requires no effort on your part. Now, the concerning thing still remains that Tesla has not perfected full self-driving. These things do not drive themselves entirely safely. If you're doing like a simple road trip and you don't encounter any real like confusing stuff for the car, yeah, it drives itself. But if you encounter like a fucking roundabout, for example, oh brother, like it struggles. I hit one the other day and I had it in full self-driving mode and it was like brake gas, oh God, like brake gas. And like so it can't tell if the other cars going around the roundabout are going to turn off or continue. So it gets really freaked out and hesitant. I just ended up exiting full self-driving, which, by the way, is extremely easy. You just hit the brake pedal one time and it deactivates, and now you're in full control of the car. So one of the things for people to understand about the Tesla situation as far as full self-driving goes is when you sign up for it, when you agree to it, when you pay for it, before you're allowed to access it, you have to sign a waiver that says, essentially, I will never stop paying attention to the road. I realize that even though full self-driving is activated, I am responsible for this car's movements and am ready to take over at any time, which again is super simple. Either hitting the gas pedal or the accelerator or doing a number of other things, you can take control of the car immediately. So like, you're not supposed to just be jacking off or like playing.
Can't be taking a nap.
Or doing Wordle or going to sleep. Like, that's all highly illegal still. You are not allowed to do it. This is beta, so you're supposed to be paying attention the entire time. It still absolutely makes sense that the liability is on the driver. The thing that doesn't make sense to me is that we are paying for this. Like, I paid up front, so mine was like taken care of when I bought my car. But for a lot of people now, they pay like it's like $200 a month or something like that to access full self-driving. And because it's beta, they're using all the information they get from the people currently using it and frankly, in some ways, risking their lives to better the system so that later on it will be maybe full self-driving.
Yeah, when are they going to get out of that beta mode? Don't,
that's a good question. But it's like, why am I paying? Y'all should be paying me. Like, you should knock the price of the car down if I'm willing to do the full self-driving, which, according to the National Traffic Safety Administration, actually is making me more at risk than it is making me safer. Like, that part I don't get. There's a lot of weird shit about it. It's crazy confusing. Also, our entire country is just like, it takes forever to get anything done with the government because that's the way it is. It's a slow moving nightmare dinosaur machine. And that's definitely the case as it comes to car stuff. And for that reason, like, I don't know when we'll have fully autonomous vehicles. Like, I don't know how long it's going to take because this shit has literally gone backwards since I first got it. Like, in 2021, I was like, holy shit, the car drives itself. This is crazy. And then there was an update at some point later that year where I was like, oh, now it's worse. And then, like, it's gotten better at some points. It's gotten worse at other points. Like, now my fucking windshield wipers don't work for some reason. So we had a long way to go is my point. But also, the Tesla stuff, it tends to get overblown because Elon is so controversial and people are constantly looking to shit on him, but also because other legacy automakers do not want this guy to achieve.
What? Because they also
want to
do the self-driving?
Yeah, they're competitors. They want as much time to close the gap between them and Tesla as possible. And I say this like as a Tesla owner, but also somebody who is inarguably unbiased at this point because I don't like the dude. I don't really like what he stands for at this point. I don't like all these Elon stans running around. It reminds me way too much of like Kanye or Trump. And just like when there's that many fanatical people worshiping someone as if they are more than just a man, problems happen. That's where we get into trouble as a society. And that's definitely the case with Elon. And it just, it's like, it's really out of control at this point. Anyway, I just wanted to say, this is an example of why I think he has become more and more the way he is, because he's constantly getting attacked. And the shit that he does, people are constantly trying to make it look bad or stop the progress. And it's fucking annoying, I'm sure. And for somebody that doesn't do well with being annoyed, he's turning into some sort of a psycho nerd monster about it. And I'm just saying, I kind of get it. And also, this story about Tesla was not accurately portrayed by the media. I did find a very funny X, formerly known as Twitter account, called at the Tesla Ho. And it's some like married, like mid-30s lady who is one of these Elon stans that I'm talking about. But she tweeted, "So Disney Plus has now been removed from Tesla vehicles. I'm assuming this is in retaliation to Disney pulling advertising from X, which they have every right to do. So now I, as a mom, get to deal with telling my toddlers we can't watch Disney Plus while in our Tesla and deal with their upset feelings because two grown men can't have a civil discussion and move on. This has way more of an effect on Tesla owners than it does Disney. Disney is freaking loaded, and they're definitely not reliant on their app being in every Tesla vehicle. Plus, I'm sure Bon Iger, not his name, it's like she mixed Bon Iver and yeah. Bob Iger, isn't up in the night crying about this. This comes off like a temper tantrum, and I feel like Tesla owners are now caught in the crossfire of something that is absolutely not their fault. I think Bob should have never pulled advertising. That was silly, but this is also way out of line and leaves a bad taste in my mouth, and there is no more 2023 American a complaint than this one. The Disney Plus app got pulled from my Tesla, so I have to interact with my children in the car instead of just putting on fucking Bluey." That's what this is.
Yeah, it has Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
And, like, all kids have iPads.
Yeah, stick an iPad back there, lady.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, see, if you had it on, like, the little front dashboard, I'd be, like, kind of invested in it. If I was driving and I was, like, had some Disney Plus on, like, that. So I think that's not great.
You can't do that. It won't let you. You can't play it while you're driving. So
wait, so how do they?
She's talking like when you're charging the car, you can play it. Okay. Or like if you were like waiting outside of somewhere, you could play it. I don't know what the circumstances are that this lady is using it. But this is partially why what she's saying is kind of like, chill out, lady. This is so dramatic. You can't watch TV while you're driving around. Like, it doesn't let you do that. That's fucking dangerous as hell. But yeah, these are the kind of people we got running around sharing their opinions on the internet all day now in 2023. We're really doing it, Cade.
We are doing it.
This bustling holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, convenient meals to keep you energized on jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all your holiday to-dos. Today's episode is brought to you by Factor. I've got two kids under five at home, a small business to run, and a total lack of cooking skills, as discussed earlier on today's episode. So I've been relying on and loving Factor all 2023. Cross meal prepping off your list this holiday season with Factor. Skip the meal planning, grocery shopping, chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, and get Factor's fresh, never frozen meals delivered to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes. All you have to do is heat and enjoy. I look in my fridge, I pick a Factor, I throw it in the microwave for 2 minutes, bam, delicious food ready to go. If you're looking for calorie conscious options over the holidays that don't skimp on flavor, try delicious dietitian approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Or need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best during the holidays? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. With Factor, you can also rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in their meals as well. This December, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/RBP50 and use code RBP50 to get 50% off. That's code RBP50 at factormeals.com/RBP50 to get 50% off. Now, on the way out, I have an insane headline of the day. Mark Zuckerberg is reportedly building himself a $270 million survivalist compound in Hawaii. And if you haven't seen this covered on Instagram or any of the other social medias, it's pretty fucking incredible. So like type it into Google and pull up photos to kind of get an idea of what's going on here. And I'll read you some of the story. It says Mark Zuckerberg is making sure that when doomsday comes, he's prepared with an ultra secluded, leave the world behind type hideaway. Per a recent investigation by Wired, the Meta CEO is reportedly building himself a sprawling 1,400-acre compound in Hawaii that will comprise at least 30 bedrooms and 30 bathrooms divided among more than a dozen different structures. According to documents obtained by the publication, the Facebook founder has already shelled out a whopping $170 million in land purchases in Kauai beginning in August 2014, and he will eventually fork over at least another $100 million in building costs. At the center of the vast compound called Kulau Ranch will be two mansions sitting atop a survivalist bunker. The two residential buildings will total about 57,000 square feet and include elevators, an industrial kitchen, and conference rooms. Plans show that many of the doors throughout the home are expected to be soundproofed and operated via keypad. The dwellings will be joined by a secret tunnel that leads to a 5,000 square foot underground shelter that's protected behind a metal door filled with concrete. The bunker will feature its own living space, a mechanical room, and an escape hatch. The property aims to be further self-efficient with an 18-foot-tall water tank and the ability to produce its own energy and food supplies. It says it also functions as a comfortable family retreat. There are plans for a wellness center that includes a full-size gym, multiple pools, a sauna, a steam room, and a tennis court. Elsewhere, 11 circular tree houses will be joined by rope bridges so that visitors can climb from one tree house to the next without stepping foot on the ground. The compound's residential structures are hidden from the road, tucked behind a 6-foot wall, and monitored by round-the-clock security guards. And due to the scope and nature of the project, anyone who works on Zuckerberg's property signs a strict non-disclosure agreement. Says, for a private project to have an NDA attached to it is very rare, a local construction official explained to Wired. So, on one hand, it's not all that shocking that Zuckerberg is building this massive Hawaiian compound that costs hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever. The dude has, the money will never run out. He could do whatever amount of spending and there's no chance of him ever going broke. It literally cannot happen. On the other hand, this is like one of those things where if billionaires ever wonder why regular people hate them, this is why. Because everybody else is down here like, oh, the fucking housing market's out of control. I won't be able to afford a house until I'm 60, if then. Inflation, housing market, blah. And then Zuckerberg is off building a goddamn ridiculous, like, movie, like, James Bond villain compound in Hawaii. The thing that is concerning about this to me, because frankly, if you spend all your time being upset about what billionaires have, you're going to be upset forever. The part that concerns me is that he's building the survivalist compound underneath it.
That's my concern. I was like, what does he know?
What does Zuckerberg know?
That we don't know. Why is he doing this now?
I don't know, but it freaks me out. And it kind of, the first thing I said sort of applies. Like, not all of us can afford to build a $100 million underground bunker to save our family and friends off on our Hawaiian compound in case of nuclear attack and or robot wars.
Or a combination.
Any of that.
Anything. Yeah, no, it's very concerning.
Like, you shouldn't be allowed to make AI shit, which he is, and then also prepare for the inevitable doomsday that comes as a result of it. That seems unfair.
Yeah, and he's in Hawaii, too. It's not like in the U.S. Like, he's secluded from everyone else, just, like, on an island somewhere, which is probably, like, one of the best spots you can be at. It's just, like, away from everything else,
yeah.
So it doesn't get to you.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Very jealous. Does he have a room for like his sweet baby rays and smoked meats?
Oh, you know he does. Okay. Got to have a grilling room somewhere.
I just see like it wasn't mentioned. So
True. That's true. They didn't mention that. But anyway, congratulations to everybody who gets an invite to Zuckerberg's doomsday bunker.
Yeah, I know where like I'm heading when
Kulau Ranch.
When everything goes to shit, I'll make that journey.
And you're going to get gunned down at the fence by one of his many security guards.
I mean, I'll just like climb one of the trees, live in one of the tree houses.
That's true. I'm down with that. 11 circular tree houses joined by rope bridges so that visitors can climb from one to the next without stepping foot on the ground. He's just living the Tarzan dream out there.
Must be nice.
Must be nice, Zuckerberg. We should have come up with a Facebook instead of a podcast. Also on the way out, In episode 223 of this podcast, I interviewed Brad Jordan, otherwise known as Scarface. And Scarface's Tiny Desk concert came out yesterday, and it is freaking awesome. For those of you who love rap, hip-hop, if you're a fan of Scarface especially, you will love this. This is a dude who I grew up listening to in Houston, who inspired a lot of the artists that a lot of you that are younger listen to, and is still able to put on an incredible show. If you've never watched a Tiny Desk concert, they are usually really, really tight. And this is one of the best, I think, that's ever come out. So go check out Scarface's Tiny Desk concert, and then check out RBP 223, where I interview him. If you want to find it pretty quickly, you can just Google the Ross Bolin podcast, Scarface. That will do it for today's show, but please support our sponsors by hitting the links in the description of this episode and using our dedicated codes. That's how we pay the bills here at Bolin Media. You can find links to all of today's sponsors in the description of today's episode. To check out our other shows, go to bolinmedia.com. We've got Oysters, Clams, and Cockles. Just released our Best TV Shows of 2023 episode this week. Go listen to that. Myself and Mr. Barrett Dudley talk about and share our 10 favorite shows from this year, as well as honorable mentions, disappointments, and some other stuff. Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, available wherever you get RBP. Of course, Jared's F1 show, Formula Bone, is continuing into the F1 offseason. He will keep putting out great F1 content for all the F1 fans out there. And then if you're a Houston sports fan, check out Banging the Can wherever you get RBP as well. It's the holiday season. Go to bolinmedia.com/shop to grab yourself some RBP merch. And grab some for the friends and family in your life as well. BolinMedia.com/shop. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at WRBolin. Mr. Oris, where can the people follow you?
You can follow me on all the social media platforms at Cade Oris. That's KadeOrris.
This episode of RBP is presented by Bolin Media. There is no video of today's show because Cade's got to catch a flight to old Indiana.
That's right, yeah.
Indiana, man. No Patreon episode this week either, as Cade will be in Indiana, and my kids get out of school at noon tomorrow through the Christmas holiday, so somebody has to look after them, and that somebody is me and my wife. But we will have one more Patreon episode next week when Cade gets back, so there'll still be 4 Patreon episodes in December, just for the record. We just won't have one this week. We appreciate y'all. We thank you for being here, for listening, and supporting our show. Holler at us on social media. Until next time, peace be with you, and also with you.
Go low, baby.